All right, we're on the record for some After Talk.
Oh, heck yeah, Tom. Sorry you're not here. Sorry it is 8 o'clock p.m. Sorry the sun's down and it's still 100 degrees. Oh. I bet you're missing out on all of that.
Oh, man, it sounds great. It's been so overcast and chilly in Los Angeles. 100 degrees sounds wonderful. Right now, yeah, it's just been
suddenly
cool,
regret saying everything I
and
just said.
Kind of, yeah, kind of not sunny, you know. It's just so, it's just hard.
It's like I feel like I just now bragged about my GoBots, and now you're pulling out Optimus Prime and Megatron.
Actually, people in LA are pissed because it's like it's been San Francisco weather for a month now instead of LA weather. So,
oh my gosh, the light sweaters.
Nobody owns light sweaters here, Bryce. It's like a snowplow in Virginia.
they have a handful of those over there. Okay.
They have like three, actually. Yeah.
Oh, man. Thank you, everyone, who sent in suggestions for the new Cord Killers ideas stuff that we talked about last week, by the way. We called out a lot of them at the end of the show.
Keep them
yes
coming.
If you didn't listen to Cord Killers, yeah, go listen to the end of that show. So how are we feeling? We obviously should wait for more feedback after that discussion, but
as I said on the show, I do like streaming Survivors. It's vaguely positive, and
the only thing against it is it's two words.
Yeah.
That's not me saying I don't like it. I'm saying that two-word titles start to get bulky. One word is preferable.
Mm. Well, is it how often are we going to say the subtitle? Because I could see a world where we never say the subtitle, and it doesn't matter what it is.
Oh, I think we would want to say it a lot, but yeah.
Well, that's interesting. Corkillers@gmail.com, because I have my pick, but now I don't want to say it.
Are you going to email us, or are you going to tell us?
Nope, I'm not going to tell you.
Yeah. Interesting.
I think you should tell us later.
Nope.
I know you don't want to prejudice the jury with your opinion right now. I get that.
Okay. All right. Well,
Are you guys going to watch all of the new season of Black Mirror? I know, Tom, you only watched the first few episodes of it so far.
Yeah, I intend to, for sure. Yeah.
Have you seen any yet?
Oh, I finished it. I finished it because I thought we might talk about it on the show.
So, which ones should I watch with the kids?
I can never answer that question for him. Okay, I don't know. I mean, it's
please predict exactly what his children will say about every episode.
I had to take notes just to kind of remember what each episode was. But it's good. That first episode is especially great, that Joan is the one.
That's what everybody seems to agree is the first episode's the best one. And of the two I've watched, that's true.
But at least the first episode I could watch with my 15-year-old and 19-year-old. It's not like the Prime Minister one.
It's not that one.
Okay.
Hesitation
is killing
me. The first episode has the more graphic
things,
if I'm remembering right.
The
second episode has the situational things that I think your 19-year-old would take exception to.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
I bet they would, you know what? I bet they would be okay trying.
The whole reason I'm bringing it up is so that I don't have to watch it and then watch it again. But it sounds like I'm going to watch them and watch them again.
Why do that? No.
You just let them tap out. I don't think there's anything where it's like, oh, you should not let them see that. It's more of a like, eh, they might object.
Yeah, but there's probably nothing too crazy, I would guess. Yeah.
I'm trying to remember on the first episode, it was awful.
There was one bit where they were getting ready to do sexy times, and I think they don't even do that.
And then there's the church episode.
The church. Oh,
the incident in the church.
Yeah, but you don't see anything.
That's true. It's just graphic.
I'll say, oh gosh, you know what? Church. Never mind. I'm going to stop talking about this because I would like to. Now I want to talk spoilery about it, but
okay.
But Black Mirror, that's pretty good. You know what I ended up spending 2.5 or 3 hours over the weekend watching?
What's that?
A YouTube video about a new Doom level, a new fan-made Doom level. So someone
Doom 1.0.
I guess technically it's a Doom 2 mod. You got to do some.
Yeah, but still the 2.5D. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. And I'll set it up so people who want to listen can go and watch the whole thing about it. But this guy posts on the Doom forums, "Hey, I made a my house level. I made a house. I based it off of my friend's house. Mm-hmm. He had started making it, and I'm working on it. You know, it might take you like 10 minutes or so. Make sure you do this and this." So you open it up, and the first thing that the guy who's making the YouTube video and kind of narrating about it, he goes, "Hey, this is a gigantic file. This is like 66 megabytes. This is, what do you say, 10 times the size of Doom 1 and 2 combined." So he starts to play it, and he's like, "Okay, this is a nice little house. You know, a lot of custom little Doom cute, you know, modeled objects that look like they would fit in Doom." You walk in the door, you go left up the stairs, or you can go down the stairs to the basement. And the narrator goes, "Wait, you can't do that. Because, you know, Brian, what's the thing about Doom maps?
They're 2.5D. They're not actually 3D. It was Quake that you could actually go vertically and look up and down and all that stuff.
And specifically, like, you can't have rooms on top of each other in
Correct.
Doom.
Yeah.
So just the way that engine is built. This guy does that. He does all sorts of stuff. And it becomes this whole big, cool thing that is, like, good. So, anyway, if you look up my level Doom, you'll find, I'm sure, plenty of...
So he figured out how to trick the engine into... behaving as if there are multi levels.
It ends up becoming this kind of bigger semi horror story. Very much. Supposedly, a lot of it is taken from House of Leaves. Not everything.
So
but
it's
a lot of
not regular. A downloadable module. This is a fictional telling of it.
No, it is. You can download the PK3 file.
And you can play it. Figured out a way. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Oh, that's impressive.
Yeah. It's neat. Someone put a lot of time and effort into it.
Yeah.
And so I would recommend just go and take a look, go watch someone talk about it on YouTube, because it's really interesting. And I would never have played, I probably wouldn't have played it, but I really liked that I got to watch someone play it and talk me through it.
Tom.
Yes, Brian.
Did you ever play Frog Fractions?
Nope.
This is a moral dilemma. Bryce, I need your guidance.
I've seen this movie before.
To send him a link, to email him a link to play Frog Fractions.
But I know he won't do it.
What?
Brian's trying to figure out how to sell me on Frog Fractions right now.
Just
send me the link.
Just send him the link. Tom, do you have like 40 minutes free? Play this game. Play Frog
Probably
Fractions.
Not, but I'll take 10.
Yeah, play for 10 minutes.
That's what I did.
Just play it for 10 minutes and then tell me what you think, and I will commit to that.
Okay. The problem is...
By that point, he'll get into it.
I don't know that he will.
What? Did Tom? Yes. Send him the link. I'll send him the link.
Okay.
Send him the link, Bryce.
Frog Fractions.
This was Brian's plan all along.
No. Because I did play it for like, I don't know, 5 or 7 minutes, and I was like, I remember Brant telling me, "You should play Frog Fractions." And I played it for about 7 minutes. I'm like, "This is dumb. Whatever." Threw it away.
Took you 7 minutes, huh?
And then a month later, he's like, "Yeah, you should play Frog Fractions." And I was like, "That's weird that he said it twice. Maybe I should play farther." And then I encountered one of the greatest hidden gems on the internet.
So, Tom, the original version was made in Flash, so you can't play that. But it is free on Steam.
All right. So. I have Steam.
Yeah. Frog Fractions, man. An interesting couple of things, huh?
And like, a gift to anyone who doesn't know what we're already talking about. Frog Fractions. Our recommended pick in After Talk.
I'm going to play it, but I'm actually going to reverse engineer an old laptop to play it in Flash. So give me a little time.
Yeah. Great. You probably won't have to do anything as long as it's still got it installed.
Yeah.
And find a Windows 7. Oh, no, that's inappropriate for the podcast. Never mind. Yeah.
What else? Oh, that Wes Anderson movie, Asteroid City.
Hmm? Yeah.
What's up with it not being in any theater near me?
Oh,
explain that.
Isn't it not out?
I don't know.
Could be that it's not out yet.
Well, no, it's out in some theaters.
Oh, is it a limited release thing where they just do New York and LA for the first week?
Yeah,
or
but then I looked for like release dates, and it was like, yeah, it's already out, bro. And I'm like, what?
It looks like the 22nd will be the wide release.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. So but I can watch it. So that's all that matters.
Okay.
Speaking of which, Tom.
Yes, Brian.
Is there anything you want to say about any upcoming shows for next week that maybe are related to the Marvel Universe?
All I would say is that if there were such a show as you're describing, I would possibly, had I seen the first two episodes of such a show as a screener, say that I liked the story a lot and consider it better than Falcon and the Winter Soldier.
Huh.
Hmm. That would be an interesting thing you might say.
Yeah.
Would also be a curious way to cause my interest to peak and then trough immediately.
I think some stories take a little too long, but are still worth it in the end because you like the story they're telling.
Yeah.
That's a thing about some stories that I think.
Yeah.
Mm-mm.
Well,
that's no secret that I think that.
An unrelated topic. I look forward to watching by myself Secret Invasion so as not to burn any credit with the rest of my family.
You decided to watch that one on your own?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. I don't know. I'm actually curious what you think. Because I could see it going either way.
Well, and to be honest, for me, if Secret Invasion has anything to do with what I loved about the similar story in the comics, I think I personally will enjoy it quite a bit, and I will be very tolerant of any pacing or execution issues that don't land well with the rest of the family. But I don't know that I'll be extending credit to get everybody else into our media room.
That's probably the safer route at this point.
And what are you going to use that credit for instead? Make him go watch
Silo again.
Black Mirror.
Silo again.
Probably, yeah, actually, probably Black Mirror. that may happen tonight. boy.
I feel like the first episode, I hope I'm not missing anything, but I feel like the first episode is one where you could show it and then they may tap out at some point, but I don't think you're going to say like, oh, I shouldn't have showed you that. I don't think it's anything like that.
Yeah.
You're talking about Black Mirror? Or?
Yes, Black Mirror.
Okay, good. Yeah, good. All right. Yeah. All right. Yeah. I'm feeling it.
Cool. All right. Well,
are we calling
I'm
going
to go eat some truffle mac and cheese.
Oh, fancy.
Oh,
mm-hmm.
Fancy. Ah, look who has a pig.
And then not go see Asteroid City, even though I can.
Do you know there's a Pixar movie out?
Oh, by the way, we should have covered this on Crit Killers, but did you know that the Regal Theaters, like they kept a bunch of them open that they said they were going to close? They like they were playing hardball on the lease.
Oh, no. Wow.
Yeah, so mine, the one near me that I was so sad that was closed, yeah, is not closing. After all, it's staying open.
Wow.
Can we talk about that new Pixar movie, though?
Has anyone watched it? I've heard it is not up to Pixar standard.
That's why no one's heard about it.
I don't know. I have not seen anything. I saw the preview, and I'm like, oh, somebody took the Pixar formula. Okay, let me tell an unrelated story. Here's a fun game you could play on ChatGPT. Get it to take a complicated idea and say, you are a caveman.
Is
and you
Elio?
Only speak in five-word sentences. And you get curious results. And it's as everything I've seen of this Elemental movie, and maybe I'm wrong, I hope I'm wrong, but it looks an awful lot like somebody played that game with the Pixar formula, where it's like simpler, even simpler,
Fire loves water. Difficult things.
We're in a very, like, abstract time for Pixar. Between this and Inside Out and Soul, like, it's a, we're dealing with a lot of metaphysical concepts that kind of get away from some of the grounded plot lines of other.
Also, maybe Pixar. The same concepts again and again and again.
Every screenshot I'm looking at ideas. Of Elemental looks like...
Like Inside Out.
It looks like Inside... Or Soul. Yeah. It looks a lot like Soul.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Or the Soul yeah. part.
And they're all
Soul.
That philosophical, like, what really makes us human?
Yeah.
Like, nothing. You're fire and water.
Yeah.
Literally nothing.
What about air?
It's like, next up, Pixar presents binary, one and a zero. Oh, they like each other, but they don't belong.
Oh, my gosh. That's the kind of joke that turns true.
Yep. Yep. Oh, it's only us combined in ones and zeros that make for computing.
Disney's first non-binary character?
Oh, the ones and the zeros don't want to cooperate anymore. What do we do?
I don't want to get in trouble with okay. Pixar. but that is everything we've just said is what I see possible. When I look at Elemental.
Yeah.
Hi, I'm Calm Pyle. Calm, you've got to help them.
Ones belong over here, zeros belong over there. You should
we'll never
mix.
Get anything done.
Run the time! Run time! Okay, we gotta go.
Okay, no, hold on. I kind of want to do this all night long.
Save us.
Bye. Bye.